This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. The Labour movement has not only been at the forefront of the struggle against sexual harassment, it has also been part of the problem. But things are changing. As an example, just recently, the AFL-CIO in the United States held a conference to discuss sexual harassment in the workplace and labor unions. The AFL-CIO is the largest labor federation in the United States. Richard Trumka is the organization's president.
I want to start by reading the AFL-CIO Code of Conduct, and it reads as follows. The AFL-CIO is committed to providing an environment free from discrimination and harassment, regardless of an individual's race, ethnicity, religion, color, sex, age, national origin, sexual orientation, disability, gender identity or expression, ancestry, pregnancy, or any other characteristic prohibited by law. As such, the AFL-CIO will not tolerate discrimination, harassing, or otherwise unacceptable behavior in the workplace or at any of our activities, events, or meetings. We adopt the code of conduct, and we expect everyone in the workplace and those that participate in any of our activities, events, or meetings to abide by it. And I got to tell you, long before Harvey Weinstein became a household name, we adopted this comprehensive code of conduct that goes beyond the law of the land and is read at every AFL-CIO event throughout the country. When we begin our union events with these important words, it's a very, very powerful signal that harassment and retaliation and discrimination won't be tolerated. And it helps to move the cultural change that we need at work and in all of our unions. I'm extremely proud of and humbled by the courage of the women who are bringing this issue of sexual harassment to the forefront, including my sister and my partner, AFL-CIO Secretary-Treasurer Liz Schuller. Liz. And let me assert another hard truth. Labor's been part of the problem. See, sexism and misogyny in our ranks has been tolerated for far too long. Some of you have personally experienced it. The looks, the comments, the innuendo. See, this old boys club mentality must die, and it really must die today. And here's the good news. Labor's also part of the solution. We're still the greatest force for social change in America. We can combat sexism with solidarity. We can tear down misogyny with movement building. And we can use our own contracts to discourage bad behavior and to punish bad actors. And let me leave you with this. No worker, I don't care what you do, how high or how low the position is perceived, no worker should be treated like a piece of property. No one should be touched or bullied or harassed or assaulted or discriminated against on the job. No worker.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.